USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fuori della notte il segno di speranza. Oggi l'amore che muove il sole.
That's Pope Francis giving his Christmas Day message in Rome today, in which he says only dialogue between people and nations will solve the world's biggest problems. The Pope highlighting several conflicts, including tensions and crises in Syria, Yemen, Israel, the Palestinian territories, and Afghanistan in particular. Meanwhile, at New York St. Patrick's Cathedral, crowds turned out for midnight mass despite the surge in COVID-19. Meanwhile, the nation is facing some record warmth on this Christmas Day in the central U.S. and on the West Coast. Flash flood warnings and some other weather advisories are also in effect. And this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The biggest space telescope ever constructed has gone into space this morning. It's now being launched into orbit after the James Webb Space Telescope launched at 7:20 a.m. Eastern Time, but it launched from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana. That liftoff streamed on NASA's website and TV channel. That telescope is going to explore the universe for exoplanets and also study their atmospheres. It could potentially uncover evidence of life outside Earth. A Carnival cruise ship has been denied entry into Aruba because of COVID-19 concerns. The company saying the ship Freedom was denied entry to dock at the ports of Aruba and Bonaire, located near the northern coast of Venezuela. The company says some on board the Freedom, without specifying how many, are in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
To many, the 2020 election seems like ancient history, but there are some Georgia poll workers who are suing Rudy Giuliani in the aftermath. And here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two Georgia election workers sued former President Trump's legal advisor, Rudy Giuliani, and One American News Network's parent company and its top officials over election fraud claims after the 2020 presidential election. Wandria Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, claim that the parties spread false statements that resulted in harassment and threats to them. Moss worked as a voter registration officer in Folsom County, and Freeman was a temporary worker during the election. Giuliani, along with OAN's parent company, Herring Networks, and its chief executive, are listed as defendants in the defamation lawsuit. The claimants allege that the defendants aired false stories that election workers were plotting to conduct illicit ballots to tip the race towards then-candidate Joe Biden, claims that were proven false by Georgia officials.
And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are sharing the first photo of their new daughter, baby Lilibet. The photo coming as part of the couple's 2021 holiday card. And in the photo, Meghan is shown holding Lilibet up in the air and smiling. Harry's holding their son Archie on his lap. The baby Lilibet was born in June. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.